It's really good to see all of you here tonight. Amen. And I'm glad to be here. Brother Mike, you almost got my sermon or my lesson here. I was listening. I mean, Lord, how much you going to give him before I get up there, because I ain't going to get to preach. Right on target. But that's usually a sign. Almost every service, when there's a thought that I've been praying over, somebody grabs it. And that's a good thing. But I want to go to Matthew 24 before I talk about what's on my heart tonight. In the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter. And there's a lot in this chapter in Matthew 24. And most people that read it don't understand what they're reading. And we probably never have really seen the depth of what all is in this, because this is basically from the heart of Jesus Christ talking to knuckleheads. Amen. And it's just the way it is. His level has to come so far down from where he is, and yet it's so far up from where we are when he's as low as he can get, in order to say words where some words actually soak in. But in the day that we live in, Brother Mike was talking about hearing the news. I listen to the news almost 24 hours a day. I listen to news because I like to know myself. I'm not saying anybody else has to do this, but I like to know whether or not I'm going to wake up dead in the morning. And there's a natural side of me. You know, I'm not all spiritual. I got flesh that tears sometimes. I got bones that break sometimes. And I've got certain attributes about me that get fearful sometimes. And sometimes fear can be a good thing if it drives you to your knees, because there have been many people who started out afraid and then found out that they love God so much and found out that perfect love can completely cast out fear. But if it starts off with fear that finally gets cast out, that's a good thing, as long as you fall in love with Jesus. Like Brother Mike was saying, do you love me, as Jesus had said, and he continues to say. Matthew, the 24th chapter, starting verse 23. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. All right, that's pretty easy to follow. Most people already don't believe it. Yeah, they don't even believe when you tell them you can find him here at the Norwich Tabernacle. Jesus is talking about some things that are going to happen to show you signs of the coming of the Lord and of the end of the world. But people that read it many times trying to figure out with a calendar what he's talking about and when it's all going to come about. The best calendar you've got is listen to the news. If you want to really know what's going on, and if that's not good enough, there's one even, I said that's the best, but I'm talking about naturally speaking. There's one on the spiritual side that's even better than that. Listen to the preacher. And if you can't do that, at least try to show up where the word is going forth, because even if your ears don't hear it, your spirit may receive it. And it's possible that your spirit will wake your body up and both of you get the Holy Ghost. Verse 22 said, except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Amen. Except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. What is he talking about? He's talking about, let's just go back and read down to it a little ways. Verse 15, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let him which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto him that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight will not be in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day. For then shall the great be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no ever nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should be no flesh saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, if the end should come real soon, it's probably because God's got a people for his name's sake that he wants to see them saved. And what I want to talk about here a little bit is, it's time to quit playing church. You can be seated. And I don't want to be negative tonight, but I played church when I was a child. And it was fun sometimes because you could chew gum in church when we played church. I'm not here to talk about chewing gum. But back then they talked about it a lot because people even sat on the front seat and blow big old bubbles, you know, while the preacher's preaching, see who could blow the biggest double bubble. And I was one of them. And then I got mine from under the seat, and the rest of them bought it at the store. But those were times when we played church. And I notice even in the Church of the Living God, where truth is preached, it's easy to find people, no matter how bad the news events may be, no matter how many signs may be appearing that Jesus talked about the signs of his coming and of the end of the world in a natural way so that people could understand naturally, so that any sinner should be able to understand. There are some things that you can look upon and see in the news should remind you that it's all coming to an end. I mean, there are a lot of people afraid right now. They're really afraid. And you know, those of you that don't ever hear the news or listen to the news, you can sleep right on through this sermon. You may wake up dead in the morning, though. But I'm telling you, there are people, they're more interested in anything. It doesn't matter how trivial or how small it is, than putting God first. And when I say putting God first, I'm talking about something deeper and greater than church attendance. I mean, church attendance just falls in line with this. It's an automatic thing when you put God first. Not only is church attendance an automatic thing, we go to church, but we pay attention to what Jesus said concerning assembling ourselves. Forsake it not. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. So much more, don't forsake this, as you see the end of time coming. But we don't really pay attention to that because some of us are waiting for the revival to come, or waiting for the preacher to start saying what we want to hear. Like I said, I want to keep it positive as much as I can. It's hard to stay positive with this stuff sometimes. I want everybody to be happy when I get through preaching. But when we're talking about death and your disease and your sickness and you getting your head cut off, and when it could happen tomorrow, and when you're going to sleep and slumbering, not even paying attention to what's going on in the pulpit, dragging in the last minute church because everything else has your attention, you don't plan ahead, you don't think ahead, you don't even think of God half the day. I'm not saying any of you personally, but I'm talking to thousands of people right now. Some of them are in deep trouble. Some of them are right next door to where the bombs are falling and heads are getting cut off. And we're standing here in church, and we forget about them sometimes. We just look at our watch till the preacher gets through because we got some place to go, something to do, and we'll get it over. We'll be back Sunday. But you may not be back Sunday. Everybody smile. I'll be surprised if some of us are not dead within 6 months. I'll be totally surprised. Are you trying to do steers, Brother Rose? No. But I'm one of the elect. And God's about to shorten some things around here. I think God is a little bit tired of us murdering our babies in America. I don't care where you stand on the abortion issues. Murder is murder. Taking life is taking life. And it's a sin, and it brings on the judgment of God. I'm not saying America's better than any other country, but I'm going to tell you this. When our leaders are trying to make it the same as every other country, and then everything rises up to try to make us go down under their feet and under their swords and all the things they have to do, and we become suddenly aware that over there on the other side of the world, they're getting their heads chopped off. Over there on the other side of the world, diseases are breaking out and thousands are dying, and they're predicting millions will be dead. But we think, oh, it's just going to stay over there, and suddenly find it in America. The first day we hear, oh, there's just one person, and a few minutes later there may be eight, and a few minutes later there may be 50, and a few minutes later it may be 100. By this time, in about a month from now, you're going to hear about thousands in America, and you're going to be running for your life, running for the hills, running for the church. Oh, I don't want to go to church. I've got a movie tonight. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't care how scary it gets. I don't care how much your next door neighbor may be dying with a deadly disease and you remembered you shook hands with them yesterday. There are some people going to keep on playing church even if it kills them. Because you can't get through. It's hard to get through to Pentecostal people. Who are the elect, you might ask? Well, one of the writers said, make sure that you make your election sure. Make sure that, look, the elect are the people called of God. We are the elect of God who are chosen. We are chosen from the foundation of the earth. Who are those that are chosen? The ones who came before God and took on that blood that came from the old rugged cross. We found hope in that. We found our answer in getting our sins washed away and getting our lives straightened out. We came out of sin and we found righteousness and holiness and peace in knowing Jesus. And then we looked at the teaching of Jesus. He's pretty strict sometimes. So we want to make sure we get a preacher that's kind of one that we can, you know, agree with him sometimes. I want to go to church and let us do what we want to do. That's the kind of play church I had. I could do anything I wanted to. I could talk in church when I was playing church. I didn't have to show up at all if I didn't want to. But when I showed up, I wanted to be play church. I didn't want it to be real. And when I went to real church, I still wanted it to be play church. But those were days when I was young. There comes a time in living for God when we all need to grow up. Some cannot hear this, but I'll try to say it as lively as I can. The Bible is true. God is right. And the Word of God is what it says it is. Sharper than any two-edged sword. And there is power in the Word of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. And it's time for somebody somewhere to wake up and decide, am I going to really take this thing serious? You did when you first started serving God, but what happened? What happened to your election? I mean, when we were the elect, we couldn't wait to get to the house of God. When we were the elect, any hint of anything worldly that we need to stop, we stopped it immediately. In fact, when we were the elect, anybody didn't stop, we let them know you need to stop. Because as we were starting out, we had convictions. We had convictions. We had things in our heart that said, hey, this thing is real. I want to be in church. You remember your testimony? You remember when you were so serious about this thing? You wanted everybody to know what you know. You wanted them to have what you have. But now you've drifted off and know, oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'll go when I can. It's not just church attendance. By their fruits, you know them. I monitor the things sometimes by how faithful people are. It's not me that judges. It's God's Word that gives me the judgment that I see. I see the tardiness. I see the complacency. Who could not see it? I've seen it all over the world. I've seen it in churches everywhere. It's like that in every congregation I know of. All you got to do is say a few words that people don't want to hear. They start looking around and see who's listening. Try to see the expressions on other faces. See whether they should smile or not smile. Depends on who's liking or not liking it. Trying to stay positive tonight. Hallelujah. Trying to stay nice tonight. I don't mean to be long-winded, and I don't plan to be. But I've got a scripture here that is solid, and it's just as up to date today as it ever was. Matthew, the 24th chapter, is Jesus Christ Himself telling you, you better get ready. Time's winding up. See, I've heard this before. You've never seen what's about to happen to America. It's never happened in the history of the United States of America. You've never seen it, but you're just about to. And yet we can't fill up all the seats in this church because there are people right now right in Norwich, Connecticut, they're scared to death. They don't know what to do. But if they knew how much power there is in this little place, we wouldn't be able to seat them all. They'd be coming here. We wouldn't have to feed them anything to get them here. We wouldn't have to promise them anything. We wouldn't have to give them a ride. We wouldn't have to give them any money. We wouldn't have to do anything. They'd be coming here crying, saying, I want to be saved. But not hardly anybody really believes this is a place where that really happens. I'm trying to be nice tonight. We're playing church. We're playing church. I want to be healed. Come out and pray for 2 minutes. Go back sick. Amen. But God's still got a church, and He's got a prayer of faith that heals the sick, raises the dead, gives people the Holy Ghost, changes a drunkard into a child of God, takes a harlot and makes a virgin out of it. That's the kind of power we got in this church. Takes alcohol out of an alcoholic and calls him to be sober immediately, and there's no tapering off. Take cigarettes out of your hand and you never smoke another and never desire it again. Because you love God so much, there's no room for anything else that your body has to serve. Would you praise God? But when you play church, as church time draws near, it's time to find places to go. I didn't eat all day. Let's go eat somewhere. Let's go somewhere. Then we'll be late for church. Oh, the preacher's getting ready to preach. I need to go. Oh, hey, let's don't go tonight because we know what it's going to be. Oh, let's go here. Let's do that. We have church 3 times a week. 2 times a week would be enough for me. Then it goes down to 1 time and then hardly any time. But I want to tell you something. God is watching you. God's not here to destroy you because of these things, but He wants to enlighten you. You're about to be destroyed. He wants to save your soul. Who are you talking to, Brother Rutledge? People that are playing church all over the world. Yeah, well, we all know you, Pastor. You know, you're just a little bit upset tonight. No, I'm not. Like Brother Rick said, it's still the same. I have 2 big problems in my life. And that's all I have as far as worries. Getting up in the morning. Going to bed at night. That's true. That's exactly how I am. You think you know more about me than that? You're stupid. That's who Rendell Rutledge is. If I never saw you again, that would still be the only 2 problems I've got. I love you, but you do not determine my destiny with God. What you do, what you don't do, will not stop me from getting my necessary rest. And it won't cause me to not be able to get up and be happy because I've got the Lord Jesus Christ. He really did save my soul. No matter how you think I am, who you think I am, what you think I'm doing, I'm telling you my God is real. I have determined in my heart, I'm going to serve Him. I'm going to serve Him. And whether we're playing or not playing, no matter how silly I am in front of you, I'm dead serious about serving this Jesus I'm preaching about. When we're preaching, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus. We're not just saying Bible verses that we've memorized. But it's become an old hat. People have heard it so much, they want you to hurry up and get through saying it. Get on with something we haven't heard before. We really don't have any business preaching much of anything else until the whole world has heard that. Hallelujah. All the things that Jesus taught, all the things that Jesus said and did in His earthly ministry as He was teaching these lessons, the end of it all, the bottom line was, when you go forth as I'm commanding you to do, preach this gospel, the good news, to every creature, teach them that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in the name of Jesus, beginning at Jerusalem. That's why you read in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, because that was what was commanded as Jesus prepared to depart. The last words of Jesus was, go in the whole world and preach baptism in Jesus' name, get these people saved. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you a little extra stuff to enjoy tonight in Matthew 24. He didn't command them to go and repeat everything he said in Matthew 24. Only thing he told them to do is preach repentance and baptism in Jesus' name. Get them saved. Tell them the good news. Jesus is here to save you. Don't play these games of knowing so much about the scriptures and the prophecies and all the things that has been interpreted and handed down through the years. Everybody's divided on what to think about that and what to believe about this and believe about that. Let me tell you something. The end of the world is the fullness, whether it looks like it or not, whether it is for some, it may be, it may not be. But with the things that are happening right now in 40-something of the states of the United States, there's a virus that's out of control that's killing young people, several hundred right now. It's right here in Connecticut. It's in Rhode Island. People are dying, and it's not the one that's coming, but it's coming too. Down in Texas, there's a man who's contaminated over 100 people. When you finally get the rest of the story, probably 1,000 or more as a result of one man lying before he steps on a plane in Africa with after handling a dead body with this disease. He steps off of the plane in America and people shaking his hand, people riding on the plane with him, getting off in various places. He's just one. There's more coming. Ain't that great? I got good news for you tonight. I'm happy. I'm not here to hurt anybody. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. Ooh, if you're getting a little bit scared, let me tell you what's going to fix that. Perfect love. Perfect love. Love for the preaching. Love for church. Love for the preacher. Love for each other. Love for your brothers and sisters. Love for the sinners out there. Love for them enough that you're burdened when you pray. You want to see them saved. You know what they need to know. You want them to be saved. But we know church will be over in just a few minutes. We'll get this over with. We'll all go home, watch TV, and eat some popcorn. Or watch a movie. There are going to be people watching a movie. When all of a sudden they get the bad news. Have you heard the news? And right now I'm telling you, I listen to news in Russia. I listen to news all over Europe. I listen to news all over the world. I listen to the news at nighttime in Africa. I'm in the various social medias and I'm listening to people talk. Hundreds and thousands of people every day are getting their heads cut off. People are getting their limbs severed from them. Children are hanging on trees. People are being hung on crosses. And the world's singing lullaby and good night. Playing church. Playing church. As long as it's happened over there, it doesn't really affect us. Oh, does it not? That's over there where Jesus taught the lessons. Lord, tell us when the end is going to be. It's not for you to know. But then he started teaching. Look for some signs. When you see these signs, then you'll know the end is drawing near. And then you people who know God, look up. Amen. And remember, your redemption draweth nigh. The very reason why you're living for God is why this is all happening now, because God's shortening things. He's making it easier for you to survive, because if you stay a little bit longer, He's going to say, where is their faith? Where can we find faith? There won't be anybody left that's serving Him, because everybody will be running for the mountains, say, mountains fall on us, getting their mind off of the real answer and trying to figure out, how am I going to survive? How am I going to take care of my family? What am I going to do? What are we going to do? And if it weren't for the fact that Jesus is going to shorten it all, some of us wouldn't even be saved. But right now, if He would come and end it all, some of us would. Hallelujah, because some of us are. You say, well, I don't think I'd be lost if everything started falling apart. It just depends on when they put that knife against your throat. I mean, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of big things. Trying to keep this light. But I've been watching people get their heads cut off lately. This is not a game. They're not playing. And I've been hearing our government leaders lie and cover up things. And it seems like so many are only interested in what makes them look good. Raise funds. Try to beat one another politically. But I'm hearing real medical doctors who have studied for a lifetime say they're not telling it right in the news. We are being invaded right now by diseases that could kill half of America in just a few months. And we're not prepared, and we don't have a cure. Now you might want to listen to the news tonight, because you may be about to wake up dead in the morning. Are you trying to scare? No, I'm telling you, you need to be scared. I heard a doctor today, he's been studying this stuff all of his life. He said, they're not saying it right. He said, America, the world, you need to be afraid right now because terrible things are just about to happen. What did that do to me? Made me look forward to going to bed tonight and waking up in the morning. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's it doing to you? Does it make you afraid? Look, God's all He cares about is just serve Him. There's some out there right now just working so hard to try to make ends meet, and by the time they get the money, there's going to be somebody out there to grab it, and they're not going to have it, and they're missing church to work. And what if it did all in? What if your kids were in some monster's hands having his head chopped off at the end of the week? What difference would it make how much money you had? What if you found yourself under the threat of some evil thing when you leave this church? Somebody could walk through that door right now. It could happen. It probably will happen at some point. Ready to shoot us. Amen. It doesn't matter where you go. Go down to the mall. It could happen there. There's no place where you can be safe. You try to scare everybody. It's about time somebody gets scared enough to come to the altar and pray through. Instead of coming up here and saying, I like this church, I like your preaching, I'll come back. Can I have a quarter? I don't have anything against giving somebody something once in a while. If I can, I want to, I love to. But that's not what this church is all about. No. What we're all about is we're here to take your money. We want all we can get. And then a whole lot more. So you come to church, spend all you got here. That's how it works. And then we get it, we do stuff with it. We promote the kingdom of God. We don't get drunk on it, we don't smoke with it, we don't do pot on it. We do things that try to help people find God. But we got all the dope addicts lined up at the door saying, well, I want some of that. They see us pass the plate, they see all them dollars dropping. Ooh, that preacher's rich. Yeah, one guy went around saying he's got a lot of money stashed away. A lot of people don't know how much money that got. He's taking them people for all he's got. Yeah, I am. Hallelujah. He's still out there running around living in a tent, don't have a home. Amen. Except those days should be shortened. There should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, don't believe it. Amen. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And I've seen some of that happen even since we've been having church here. As Brother Mike mentioned tonight, worshiping anything but the true God. Behold, I've told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say to you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. There are people rising up all over the desert sands of the Middle East tonight saying, he is our God in the desert. You got to serve our God or we will kill you. And if you're serving any other God than the one they want you to be forced to serve, off with your head. Then we've got leaders in our own country saying we need to be just like them. We need to become a third world country. We don't need to be so high and mighty. Well, somebody needs to rise up and do something beyond force. Somebody needs to rise up and say, there is a God. There is a reason why God is angry. Can't read the Bible in public places. Can't chat and talk about Jesus in some places. Trying to separate God out of America. What we need to do is realize the Constitution that was written in America was written after men had gotten on their knees and prayed for God to help them. And they supplied us with a Constitution and a Declaration of Independence that wants the government to keep out of it and let the church promote the kingdom of God. That separation of church and state, the way this generation has it all interpreted, is all messed up. And you might not have ever heard it that way because most of you are younger than me. But there's a reason why our forefathers fought so hard to preserve what we've got in America. But now they're trying to take God away a little at a time. And God's angry. And if you don't think He won't let this place get swallowed up with the rest of what's going on the other side of the world, think again and quit playing church. But I'm telling you, judgment is upon America just like it's on the other side of the world. God's looking for a people for His name's sake. He wants to know, is there anybody that wants to get real with this thing? Is there anybody that wants to go to church and have church? Is there anybody that's ready to say, God is real? Is there anybody hungry enough to seek after righteousness, to seek after holiness, to say, I want God, so I can just worry only about going to bed at night and getting up in the morning. And everything else will be about loving God and having fun and knowing my Redeemer lives. Would you praise Him with me right now? You had all the things that money could buy and lose your soul, what have you got? What have you got? Your soul, you are worth more than all the gold in the world. Don't put your heart on what you should invest in, on what's going to be enduring. Nothing's going to last. When God gets ready for this thing to wrap up, and it appears that He's either ready to wrap it up now, or He's going to scare a bunch of people into serving Him and then cast the fear out with love. Either way, I'm ready to preach the gospel of fear and love. I was in a camp meeting years ago when I was a little boy, and I was already playing the trumpet. The preacher's preaching on 30 minutes till the end, 30 minutes till the rapture. Here we were on a sawdust floor and had big old trees that had just had the limbs cut off of them. Those were the poles holding up the tin roof where the mosquitoes, we'd sit out there, about 1,000, 1,200 of us sit out there at night and just get eaten up alive by mosquitoes. Amen. People brought their own bug spray to church, and it was just constantly, like a fog in there. And those big old mosquitoes, they didn't care. I'd look down, they'd be all over my arm. I'd be going like this all through church. They were everywhere. But we were listening to him, and he came to me before he preached. He said, get your trumpet, and don't let anybody see you. But he said, go hide behind the curtain. And he said, I'm going to preach for 30 minutes exactly. And he said, when I get down to the countdown, when Jesus could come, I want you, when I hit zero, I want you to play that trumpet right into the microphone as loud as you can. I said, okay. So I got behind the curtain. He started preaching, Jesus could come in 30 minutes. Will you be saved? They just kind of looked at him. They didn't care, 30 minutes, eternity when you're young. Then he got down to 25 minutes. It's dark out here, and you're looking forward to going home after the service. But what if you can't go home? What if you're living in the last 25 minutes of your life? Still, no big deal. But as the time started getting shorter, 10 minutes, he was still saying it could happen. And he was even talking back then, this is 40-something years ago, 50-something years ago. He was talking back then. Like times are so bad, Jesus could come at any minute. We don't need any more signs. It could happen in 3 minutes. 3 minutes. 3 minutes till the rapture. The trumpet will sound. Are you ready? He was, and they, by then they were all sitting on the edge of their seat. 1 minute till the rapture, till the people of God will be caught away, and those that are not serving Him, I don't know what to tell you, but I won't be here. Where will you be? 30 seconds, and the trumpet could sound. I put it up to my lip to get ready. I was just a little old angel. They could have called me Gabriel that night. 15 seconds, the Lord could come. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. And when I did that, the whole place screamed. And there was a stampede. People got hurt that night. Seats turned over. People jumped on top of each other. They were lying like a football game around, and people were piled up. And I looked at the kid that came to church with me that night, and he was underneath the pile speaking in tongues. Now, I'm not going to do any of that playing church, you know, kind of stuff, because I think the whole bunch, everybody got saved that night, whether it was real or not. But when it was over, although they counted hundreds that got the Holy Ghost, they said, as far as I know, not any of them could be accounted for just a few weeks later. They weren't going to church anywhere, you know, the ones that they claimed. Even Jerry, my friend, you know, he was so close to God for a few hours, but when he saw it wasn't real. But what I'm talking about tonight is real. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a time clock that's in God's hands. I'm talking about something besides a stunt where you're trying to get people all worked up. I'm talking about the Word of God and the signs of the times where children are against their parents. Parents are against their children. A time like it's never been before. People are going on about doing all the things they've always done, giving no mind to God, only concerned about the things of this world. Perilous times are upon us. The whole world is in trouble. And if they don't get you through war, if they don't get you through Iran about to get the atomic bombs, if they don't get you that way, if they don't get you through this group of thugs cutting people's heads off, and many of them going from America over there to learn to come back and kill us, thousands of them already in our country, just waiting on the signal. Probably right down the street from where you live. If they don't get us, then who knows when the A-bomb in some suitcase is going to go off in the harbor somewhere up and down this coast. Or when an earthquake is going to cause a tidal wave that will wipe off the entire East Coast. All it's going to take is just one little thing happen, just a couple of thousand miles across the ocean from where we are. This entire coast, New York City, Boston, we, all of us, will be wiped away with a tidal wave like the world has never known. It could happen tonight. Oh, you sound like Winfrey Black, Brother Rutledge. But what I'm talking about is real stuff. And if that don't happen, Ebola could get us. Thousands are dying right now, right and left. Thousands of people are dying right and left. And people are still traveling all across the world, coming to America every day. No telling how many are among us who have that dreaded disease, and it's going to spread. And before it gets here, there's already another disease that they're not prepared for. It's spreading all across America, killing young people. And before all that happens and gets underway real well, influenza will be upon us. People will be lining up with the flu, and everybody will be scared to treat them. They don't know which one of these diseases they have. You may be at the hospital, but you're afraid to be there because people are coughing and sneezing, and they may be killing you. What are you going to do? I tell you what to do. Quit playing church. Because you're not going to find your answers at the hospital. Medicine's not going to be what you want to look for next time. You're going to want God in your life. Hey, you're scaring me, preacher. I hope I am. I hope you get so much fear of you. You get serious about serving God. You want to serve God to the point. It don't matter what happens in this world. I want to be saved. It don't matter what my family does, what they don't do, what my friends think. I want that Holy Ghost.
I want to be baptized in Jesus' name. I hear the gospel, and it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Time to quit playing church. As the lightning comes out of the east, and of course, I suppose, lightning comes out of the east, but I've seen it when I was in the west and in the east, and it seemed to come from all directions. So maybe he's talking about something deeper than the lightning. Maybe a false light coming out of the Middle East. As the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west. Oh, I heard him say in the east a few days ago, as the bombs were falling around them, we're going to put our flag at the White House. The people that had Christians trapped on a mountain dying, had people crucified who claimed to know Jesus, hanging on crosses all over town, dying, burying hundreds of people who loved Jesus, they said, burying them alive. Boys, girls, grown men, women, cutting some of their heads off, cutting some of their arms and legs off. Still alive, throwing them in the grave, stomping them, throwing things on top of them, burying them alive just because they said they loved Jesus. America, it's coming your way. Preacher, you're scaring me. What are you going to do about it? Maybe you ought to go down to Catholic Church and confess all your sins to the priest and go to Mass next Sunday and he won't talk quite this scary. Or maybe you'd like to do something besides play with your effort to know God. Because if it's as real as the Word of God says it is, if anybody in here desires to know Him, maybe you're one of the elect. Go ahead and get to know Him tonight. Jesus says now is the accepted time. If you got something to do after church and you're not prayed through and ready to go with Jesus, I would cancel whatever I got to do after church and I make sure I'm prayed through. Because if you're not prayed through now, you probably won't pray through when you leave. The conduciveness, the atmosphere, the people praising God, real praise, just that atmosphere of praise is going up. Jesus inhabits the praises of His people. As those praises go up, the blessings start coming through the congregation. You get caught up in that. It's a lot better than being caught up in a movie after church or in some kind of a thing that you've got planned. Somebody needs to get on fire for God tonight, even if it's just two or three, or if none of you do. And if I don't act like you think I ought to act when I'm on fire, look, sometimes I'm sitting around and you think I'm doing nothing, but I'm just full of joy. I don't have to laugh all the time to show it to you. I don't have to go, ho, 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 I'm happy. Most of the people do that are not telling the truth anyway. I'm happy when it looks like I'm down. I'm happy enough that I know that the rent's going to be paid when I don't have 2 cents to rub together. And I can walk back 24 hours later saying, God paid whether you did it or not. That's nothing to do with all that stuff. It'll keep getting paid as long as we're around. As long as God wants us here. Rent is not the big thing. Utility is not the big thing. If our utilities were $10,000 a month, we would pay it. That's not a problem. Amen. We had just as big a struggle when we were paying $400 a month and $100 a month on utilities. We still struggle just as much as we do with $5,000 a month. Now I guarantee if we were paying $40,000 a month, it'd still be the same struggle. But we would get it. That's not the problem. The only problem I see in this congregation is most of us are not ready to make our election sure, or we haven't done what it takes. But we're just knowing that, hey, it's going to be good church Sunday. And we had a good church last week because I heard about it. I couldn't be here. And I'm sure we'll have a great service next Tuesday, and I'll try to make it for that one. For as lightning cometh out of the east, shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. Just like that. You'll see what seems to be light, and it flashes across the sky. And Jesus is going to come just like that. And what most people don't realize, what Jesus taught was more than just the end time. But there have been many millions of people met their end time since that day and now. And you're going to meet yours. If none of these things I've been talking about, and I could talk about a whole lot more because I've been listening to news. You haven't heard anything yet. There are things being unleashed on the world. There's chemical warfare, and it's being used, and people are getting their hands on it, and the people that want to cut our heads off are getting their hands on it. They start using that nerve gas on America, and they're making these things that can blow up airplanes that the detectors cannot detect. And I'm not just listening to these far-out extremists now. I'm listening to real news, and most of them are propaganda. But when I get through listening to all of it, then I look into my Bible, I hear God say, it's just about over. Let's all stand. I don't listen to them to get scared. I listen to them to scare you. I ain't afraid of the devil, and I ain't afraid of a bomb. I'm not afraid if this place blows up tonight. I know where I am. I know where I'm going. I know what I have elected to do. I have elected and determined in my heart I'm going to live for Jesus, no matter how silly I might act in front of you. Jesus knows who I am. He knows I'm a senator from Arkansas. He knows I joke and cut around sometimes and cut up. I make people laugh, and I make some of them say, oh my, that's awkward. But I love Jesus, and you're not my master. He is. And I'm not your master, but He wants to be. Let's come to the front and pour our hearts out to God tonight. Is there anybody who wants to be saved? Is there anybody who wants to have a real, true God in your life? Maybe you started out and you drifted. It's time to get your act together. It's time to get your act together. It's time for this to be real. Was He real? Then you know He can be real. Because He is real. He is real. Church is good. This is the main thing on your agenda. If I preach to midnight, you ought to cancel everything else you got to do and stick with it. If it's not that important to you, you're playing church. You just think you're making it. You're not even putting God first in your life. Somebody needs to wake up. Say, I want to be real. Go back to your first works over. Remember when you first found God, you were on fire. You had something in you. You had a vibrancy about you. You had something that made you want God more than anything else. Get it again. Get it again. Get it again. It's real. It's just as real as it's ever been. And now the time is winding up. It's time for you to get right with God, church. Time for you to get right with God. Some will. Some won't. God will do what He says He will do. Except for the elect's sake. If it wasn't for the elect, I might let this thing go on for a while. But I want a few people to be saved for my name's sake. So I'm going to shorten it. So you got all that coming against you, sinner. You got bombs bursting, heads being cut off, people being crucified, chemical warfare. You got A-bombs, H-bombs, all kinds of bombs falling into the thugs' hands that want to kill all the Christians. And besides that, you got diseases breaking out and people can't cure them. And it's about to get out of control and all the hospitals are going to be full. And during the flu season that's coming, it's going to be chaos and confusion everywhere. It'd be good to get ahead of that right now. Right now. Fall in love with Jesus so much that you'll be there for your family. You'll be there for your friends. You'll be somebody that will be able to stand through the thick and the thin of it. Even if you come down with a dreaded disease, even if you have a gun put at your head, you'll stand firm and say, I know my Redeemer's alive. I know my Jesus lives in me. I know I've got what it takes, and I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you know that? Know it before you leave here. Now is the accepted time. Hallelujah. 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 This is not just another service. I'm giving you a warning tonight from God Almighty. I didn't get this from the news. I got it from the Bible. Perilous times are upon us. The end of the times as you know it. At least it's going to be different from anything you know. You're going to spend a lot of the rest of your life burying dead corpses up and down your streets. However long and short that might be, you're going to spend a lot of your years, if you have any left, taking care of dead people and putting them away, burying your loved ones in graves, seeing our church people die right and left while it fills up with people, people with diseases, giving you diseases even at churches. Do you want to be saved or do you want to play church? That's the question tonight. One more time, raise your hand and call on Him with all your heart. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
oh, repent of those sins. Get washed in the blood of Jesus. Let your sins be taken away. Let your life be spotless and pure before God. Let your tongue speak truth. Let your mind think good thoughts. Hallelujah. Let the Spirit of God take over your life. Thank you, Jesus. Repent of those sins.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Fall in love with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Help us to be strong. Help the weak say, I'm strong. Help us, Lord God, to take up the warfare of Jesus Christ, having the shield and the sword that God has provided through the Word of God and the helmet of salvation. Help us to stand firm in the midst of all the confusion and know who we are, where we are, what we have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the good news in the midst of a world full of bad news. It's time for churches to fill up with real people who want God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This thing is real. It wasn't done in the corner. You all know I'm telling the truth.
That's it. Just keep calling on the name of the Lord. You don't have to stop. Nothing's dying down here.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
They that call upon the name of the Lord.
God, Jesus.
Let your heart start calling. Mm-hmm. Your lips will go with your heart. Praise mm-hmm. God. Lord, I need
hallelujah,
you.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I want to leave tonight full of the Holy Ghost.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't figure it out. You just yield and repent and turn from wickedness unto God. God will take care of the Holy Ghost inside of you. It will flow. Springs of living water will come. The joy of the Lord, that's our strength. It will come. Keep calling. Hallelujah. Not a time to quit right now. Hallelujah. Let Jesus hear your voice. Tell Him, I want to be saved. Hallelujah. Let Him hear the seriousness coming from you. That's what He's fishing for. Praise God. I want to be saved. God, I want to get this thing right. Hallelujah. I want to take this serious. Hallelujah. We live in a real world. Real sin all around us. But there's a real God in the midst of a real world.
Jesus.
Jesus. Fill with your Spirit tonight.
Heal,
O God. Heal, O God. Heal, O God. Hallelujah. Help them overcome themselves tonight. Hallelujah, as they talk to you. They call upon your name, Lord. I don't want to be lost. I want to be with you forever, Jesus. God, I don't want to be complacent. God, I want oil in my lamp. I want it burning. I want my integrity to be as strong as it ever has been. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, give us strength, Lord, to reach out to all these things that are happening around us. Those who will be affected by it, Lord. To offer hope, Lord, like they've never heard before. To be there with the gospel. Where your righteousness is revealed. Praise God. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every child that's in this place. Let your voice be heard. Your hands be in the air calling on Jesus' name. He loves you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost, why don't you try lifting those hands unto God? Hallelujah. Why don't you try calling on the name of Jesus right now? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Come on. Just give Jesus just another 5 minutes. Come on, give him just another five. Give your soul another five. Give him another five. Come on. Speak that name of Jesus. Tell him I want it. Hallelujah. I want this Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Yes, let it happen. Let it happen. Let God do it.
Let the presence of God invade all the territory of the enemy. Let the mercy of God prevail and the power of God do its work. Yeah. Oh, yes, my Lord.
The blessings of God, the mercy of God, the Word of God, the power of God. Oh, Jesus, let the Word of God come through. Let the Holy Ghost, Lord, bring in its perfection. Oh, drive away all adversity, drive away all darkness, drive away all sin, drive away the devil and anything that represents the cause of Satan. Bring the peace that passes understanding, the peace of God, the blessings of God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They that hunger and thirst. They that hunger and thirst. You don't know everything yet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They that hunger and thirst.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Oh, let that perfect love do its work. Hallelujah.
Whosoever will may come.
Peace. Peace.
Hallelujah.
Peace.
Whosoever will may come.
Jesus.
Leave tonight. Leave tonight full of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. God, you're worthy. God, you're worthy. God, you're worthy. You prepare our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
You prepare our soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we give you honor.
Jesus.
Yes, call upon your name for every soul that's praying right now. Every soul that God's at home right now. Hearing our voice right now. They're on their knees too praying.
My God, my God,
calling on God. They realize it's a serious situation. They need to get serious about their walk with God. Pray for them, Lord, to fill them with the Holy Ghost. To renew, Lord, all the backslidden people. Praise God that have been playing church. Give them oil again in their lamps. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive and restore.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, forgive and restore.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Lord, sweep
hallelujah,
through every organization,
hallelujah,
God, where people have become,
Jesus,
Lord, just lookalikes. Jesus, and wake, Lord, every soul up that God
thank
looks
you,
upon
Jesus,
us
you,
and thinks
Jesus.
We're crazy.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Call out your elect.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
God.
We're ready, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh. Jesus. Jesus. Yes, my God. Lord, my soul longs for you. My soul longs for you. My heart is crying out for you. I need you with everything that's in me, God. You are my answer. You're the source of my joy. You're everything that I need in my life. Oh, I need you, Lord. I'm weak, but you're strong. I don't know what to say, but I'm just saying it to you, whatever I say. Oh, God, I don't know how. I don't know what, but I'm here. I need you, God. I need you, God. Hallelujah. Have your own way in my life, Lord. Have your own way in my life, God. Do it your way, Lord. Let me be able to bow to your will. Let me give up myself and let you do your work. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do your work in me, O Lord. I need you. I can't do it by myself, Lord. I can't do it by myself, Lord. I'm in this cruel world, Lord, and I need your help. I need your help, God. I need your help. Hallelujah. I need your help, Lord. Oh, I need you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.